going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
You guys are missing out, by the way.
What?
I've even included gaming while I'm watching ball games.
Well, that's absolutely
that's not true. That's not true. Hold on.
Listen, I am honest enough to admit that just the way my mind works, if I'm watching multiple things, in essence, I'm watching nothing. I'm really not absorbing things the way I want to absorb them.
Right.
That does happen
1,000%.
And I don't let it happen.
BT, your philosophy on TVs is like Mike's philosophy on quarterbacks back in the day.
What?
When you have two quarterbacks, you have none. It's changed, bro.
It hasn't changed for me.
Completely changed.
That's changed for you.
No, it's changed.
It will never change for me.
I will do.
I will remain a dinosaur in that regard.
Jimmy is in Warren County. What's up, Jimmy?
Yo, BT, I got the same problem you have. Not registering when I'm watching multiple TVs. Yep. I got to watch one TV.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the gummies, bro.
No, not for me. It's not. That's intense.
Yeah, you have a call of the day. That was pretty fun. All right, all hell's breaking loose here, BT.
Good show.
We get the Yankees scoring a bunch of runs here. And, of course, Dominguez got on base with a walk, and then Ben Rice followed with a base hit.
Benny ball game.
Paul Goldschmidt driving another run in as well. So the Yanks up 4-1 in Cleveland right now. Bases loaded, two out. Would Jazz just walk? I missed that.
I didn't see that. I was actually outside talking to some guys in the newsroom.
That's what I wanted to get to.
Okay.
So as we're coming back from the bathroom, I see Loogie, and I see a left-handed hitter for the Mets hit a ball up in a Coca-Cola, whatever it is, porch there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what do we got here? And it was Brett Beatty who hit a two-run homer off of Zach Wheeler.
Rocked it.
And Loogie was not even watching it. And I'm like, Loogie, what's going on? You're not watching it? He's like, oh, no, I'm cutting freaking tape. Positive Loogie. First time I've seen positive Tommy. A little upset out there because he's got work to do. His responsibility.
Viewing habits are being tested with the work that he's got to actually do. See, but I wouldn't say that it's... All right, so Positive Tommy was born.
He was a little angry, Positive Tommy, just now.
Oh, okay, but Positive Tommy was born, well, number one, to cut through and to be different. But it was born out of him being the beacon of light for pessimistic fans.
Yes,
okay.
I like that, yes.
Okay, but I guess the energy that he just showed to you, and I didn't feel that. I was talking to him very briefly, although he wasn't saying much, so maybe I just didn't pick up on it. Was not that he was not positive about the Mets or the Knicks.
No, not at all.
It's just that he was maybe a little bit busy and maybe doing the one aspect of his job that he hates. So
he was negative about life in general. He was upset.
If positive Tommy is derived from sports, which it was, then how do we attach a negative Tommy when it's not about the outcome of a game, it's more about something else?
Fair enough. I can't speak to your encounter with Tommy, but my encounter with Tommy was a negative one. I was all excited. Oh, Beatty hit a home run. I'm expecting Loogie to go nuts. He's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, you're not even watching the game? I'm cutting all these freaking highlights. This was a quote. I'm cutting all these freaking highlights. Yankees scored four runs. Well, I didn't even know the Yankees had scored. So I'm like, oh, what happened there? So Loogie, his responsibility before the show is to cut tape out there. I used to do that myself. So
he's here 2 hours before the show.
cutting up tape out there. But my interaction with the you know, host known as Positive Tommy, it was a negative one out there, which you would think would be good with Brett Beatty hitting a two-run homer. Hoff, you
I love negative Tommy. That's the real that's the real Tommy that I know.
How long is this shtick gonna hold, you know, hold up here?
I mean forever.
The Knicks get bounced in six to the Celtics. And
what's his thing? I will lead us. How about you lead us to cutting some tape out there, Tommy?
Lead us to the highlight, Tommy. Now my encounter was a little different. I didn't really I wasn't really in the mood. Yeah. And I like Tommy. I wasn't in the mood to have a long conversation because I had to get back on the air.
Right, right.
We were both in the bathroom. Whatever, I got a bag of chips. I was talking to Gallo about something, and I said, and I just saw the swing. I saw the ball in the air. I'm like, yeah. Oh, who hit that?
Right.
And his response, now that I look back, he didn't seem very happy. He's just like this. He goes like this. He goes, Beatty.
Yeah, see?
He didn't even look up. I'm so, like, oh. And then I'm like, wind up, Gallo sitting right next to him. As you know, Tommy wasn't seemingly in the mood for a conversation. So I started talking up Gallo. I'm like, oh, I love Beatty's swing. I've always liked his swing. That's the guy that I thought he was going to be.
Same thing. So now I know, like, Tommy and I have spent many days. We were at the Met playoff games together last year. Like, I'm going Met fan to Met fan. I see a Met home run. I'm looking for
Loogie. Looking to dap up, yeah.
Hey, Loogie, what's up, bro? What do we got here? A little Beatty two-run smash? Nothing. That was it.
Wow.
Now, again, he's busy. I get it. Everybody's got their job to do, but a negative reaction from Positive Tommy.
I am going to tell you that it's less rooted in the work that he was doing that he doesn't want to do, cutting up the tape probably. I think it's more deeply rooted in his fear that his dudes and dogs don't have it.
With the Knicks, huh?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Those tweets ain't hitting anymore. Knicks have dudes. Knicks got problems with what the Knicks got.
Maybe he was really upset because the Yanks kept scoring runs. And he had to cut those highlights.
Keep cutting up that film. We got five more coming.
4-1 Yanks lead. Cleveland Mets up on the Phils and Zach Wheeler. 2-0 right now. Looking for the sweep this afternoon. Dustin is in Flemington. What's up, Dustin?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BT, Sal, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Dustin?
What's up, pal?
So I got one thing to say. I love that you guys do those games that you did the Batman list a couple weeks ago. You guys are thinking about doing the music song contest.
Well, we have one. We have a power up tomorrow. Yep, yeah. Power up every Thursday. Keep going. Yeah, we got something good for you.
So you guys have the perfect opportunity. I don't know when this is going to happen again. This is the rarest thing where the Yankees and Mets are live. Well, you guys are live. Why don't, BT, you give us your best Dave Sims, Sal, you give us your best Howie Rose, and off to be the judge.
See, it's got to be a little more spontaneous. And remember when you asked me to do
You were good with the golf with Nance.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you did say that spontaneously. Came pretty good.
Look at Rodon.
Oh, look at an off-balance throw by Rodon.
And did you see Rodon here? So not only does he not feel the ball the right way, look at him get upset. Look.
He looks like, oh,
he's upset with himself, but still, he's a fiery competitor, which I like.
Yep, but there's got to be an ability to control it.
Right.
And he melts when he melts.
Are you sure he's pissed at himself? He looked like he was yelling at Wells.
No, stop.
Well, I can't believe you called that pitch.
No.
Did he fumble the ball? Like, I just saw him catch it.
Oh,
so he dropped it.
Yeah.
What the hell is he mad at Wells for?
No, I think he was mad at
Wells.
Hoff's just trying to create fake controversy here.
I didn't see I just saw the tail end of the play.
I like doing this. We were just talking about this during the break.
Here's the pitch from Rodon.
It's fun to be able to watch the games together.
Yeah, I like this.
And
we
react on the air. It is fun. Now, I wish we had two TVs around here.
Yeah, I'll go with one.
Thinking ahead. Let me just see what's going on in the Met games.
Commercial.
There we go. Back to Rodon.
Here's the pitch.
But I don't want to do the... you were in the booth for a game.
For two.
I always used to think I wanted to do two games. Sorry.
Don't tell me short, buddy.
It's our show. Right. All right. No, two games. I got it. You got to be legit with that.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be a play-by-play guy, and then I realized how much freaking work it is. I can never do that. I can never
You can. But you got it. You can. But you, what
I mean,
you have
could
to,
physically do it,
but
sure.
I think you'd be more passable than you think. See, what I did was I just lied, and I just hustled. The first time I ever did play-by-play was in 1999, which was my first radio job.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a morning show, a little tiny, weeny, teeny station out in Pennsylvania, Allentown, PA. Shout out to Allentown. Love them. First station. And they said, hey, I think I was making $16,000. I mean, I was piss poor, but I'm on the air, my first job. I'm loving life, and I'm young, in my 20s. They said, can you do play-by-play high school football? I'm like, absolutely. Never done a day in my life. Dude, the game started. I had no idea what I was doing. The band.
I got the
trumpets, and the trumpets like the blaring in my face. I'm in this little teeny wooden press box that was probably built right around the Depression in the late 20s. I have no idea how to mechanically call, third and seven, left to right, shotgun. He rolls out. Here comes the defense. Flushed. He throws it out of bounds. Like, I can't do any of that. I just made it up. I got my $50.
Did you do the same thing to get in the Yankee booth last year?
No, I think they just listened to my baseball wisdom over the years, and they said, we want this man in the booth. That's what I think happened.
Oh, okay. Are you sure there was no, different, I can do this?
Yeah, a little different.
All right. Why don't you break us off something here? Why don't you give us a little, as the caller said? I mean we do take requests here.
I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC. We can't really do it.
What do you mean? The Yankees are our station. Who's going to get us in trouble?
They throw down at the belt. There's the pitch. A little slider up high. You got to do the inflection. See, I'd rather do basketball because I could get in a 20-second run, left side, pump fake, in the paint, fall the way out, no good, back rim, here comes Halliburton with the rebound, paint. Like, I could do that. Baseball's boring.
I could do the commentary.
On the radio when we're doing a radio show.
Ooh, Soto's up. We're going to, after this pitch, let's go up. All right,
I said he's going yard today.
Maybe it happens before we sign off here in a minute and a half. Come on, Juan.
I said he's going yard. Here's the pitch inside to Soto.
Ball inside, yeah. No shuffle yet from Juan.
I was just going to say that.
He still looks like such a.
I'll get off his
him.
Jock. He's hitting 241. He still looks like what?
Yeah, no, still looks like such a alpha male. I love him. I wanted to say so many, things that I don't know if I could say on the radio. I love him.
A little inside as
which
well.
Which is why I'm so harsh on him. Down low. Now Wheeler putting himself in a bad predicament here.
Good,
we can do a little back and forth here, but.
All right, so I'll be the color here. You got to play by play. So Soto has Lindor, of course, over on first base, off to a red hot start here. And they were waiting for that first that shuffle. It's been a while.
Mets have been on fire at home, but Juan Soto, their prize acquisition, yet to hit his first home run as a member of the Mets at Citi Field. Ooh, that was a pitch. 96 miles an hour right down the middle of the – see, he looks off. He looks off. What are you questioning, Juan? Let's go.
Take it easy, play-by-play, man. He's supposed to keep down middle here, buddy.
I told you I can't do this. No,
I mean, that's a fastball you got to thread, man. That was right over the plate, 95. You got to crush that
pitch. Last year he does. Inside, 3-1 now.
Had a little tail on that. Came back in, a little backdoor inside. So Soto, at the customary spot, 2-2. Never afraid to go deep into a count, but he does not look like the guy who tore it up for the Yankees a year ago.
All right, let's see what we got here. This will be the final pitch, and then we got to say goodbye for the day. Wheeler to Soto, 2-2.
That's a strike. That's a strike.
Yeah, well, is it a strike? It's
outside
the box.
Sit him down.
All right, 3-2. We got one more pitch. We can see here. Right, Dove, hold on a minute here. Soto digging in, 3-2 the count. Bottom three, Mets have a 2-0 lead, looking for the sweep over the Phils. Ooh, the split screen.
I like the split screen. Soto. That's why I do.
Soto chewing on that gum. Pops it up.
Popped up. Inside.
See, that's what I mean, dude.
Jammed.
Popped it up.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.